Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Driving in Eureka has unique challenges because it's the most populous portion of Highway 101 in Humboldt County. With a rush hour traffic that thinks nothing of sprinkling some wandering criminal drug addicts that may walk in front or behind your vehicle, you have to be aware of your surroundings and the road at all times. Good data is available, and our roadside accident numbers for the city had a few surprises. Looking at reports from State Office of Traffic Safety, Eureka has a score that is higher for pedestrian versus vehicle incidents. Not good for such a small population. Our high ranking compares to other places in California, gives some credibility to the idea that we should do more to protect pedestrians, so as usual, the cures being offered are worse than the disease. The radical left that run the city believe the answer to lowering the number of vehicle versus pedestrian accidents can be solved by building what are called bulb outs. I'm sure you have seen these things being built around town. They are large, awkward roundings of corners that force vehicles to slow down so they can't too quickly make a turn at an intersection, taking away a driver's easement to make a turn too sharp and too fast. While you and I like the idea of forcing traffic to calm down, the new crosswalk roundies are causing accidents on their own. I am not optimistic that there will be much cohesive data as the years go on that blames the bulb outs. Instead, the blame will likely just fall on the driver of the vehicle. Despite my worries of no reliable data for building bulb outs, if you look around, you can find people in Santa Barbara that are very unhappy with the addition of these things, as they find it disrupts emergency response vehicles and make it difficult for them to make turns. The data that follows bad ideas eventually leads to litigation, and I wish we would stop these bulb outs before taxpayers ultimately pay the outcome. Not to mention the price of these bulbs range to be as much as $150,000 apiece. Now, if you want to focus on real solutions to the problem of vehicles versus pedestrians, I'd suggest getting back to basics. Reinforce the panhandling and the camping ordinance by making it clear that main sidewalks are for walking, not for pitching a tent and taking a nap. Our city can take the steps toward cleaning up our act. I can't promise that this action will reduce vehicle to pedestrian impact to zero, but it would certainly help. And with our current very high ranking of these collisions, I would think this would be the humane thing to do. Bulb outs, just another way to inconvenience everybody without convincing data that any real good is being done. Like so many leftist ideas, bulb outs lack data and their support only find appreciation in typical online newspaper type outfits that all copy each other. The honest takes I've read make it very clear that there are serious downsides.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.